A day after leaving Taipei, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met the Speaker of South Korea's National Assembly in Seoul. She appeared unbothered by the controversy sparked by her visit to Taiwan and spoke warmly of the military and economic relationship between South Korea and the United States.
A relationship that began from urgency and security many years ago has become the warmest of friendships.
But Pelosi left troubled waters in her wake. Chinese military helicopters fly over the Taiwan Strait off Pingtan in southern China at the start of live fire exercises that effectively surround the island. Chinese state TV broadcast video of missiles fired from the mainland into target areas close to territorial waters Taiwan claims as its own, with its fighter jets in the air in combined exercises designed to show China is in complete control.
The purpose is to show that the People's Liberation Army is capable of controlling the Taiwan island, a great deterrent to Taiwan's independent secessionist forces.
Nonetheless, China's foreign ministry blamed escalating tensions firmly on the United States.
If these countries really cared about peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, they should have persuaded the United States not to engage in dangerous, reckless, and irresponsible provocations against China. Before Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, they pretended to be deaf and silent, but now they jumped out to criticize China's just actions, exposing their hypocrisy and ugliness.
China's live fire exercises are expected to continue for the next few days, possibly even until early next week. By that time, Nancy Pelosi will be back in the United States, but the impact of her visit to Taiwan will be felt here for some time to come. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it's used flares to drive away drones flying over one of its islands close to mainland China. The incident happened in the straits between Taiwan and China. There are a number of Taiwanese islands closer to the mainland than Taiwan. Let's take a look. Kinmen is the set of islands overflown by the drones. In the 1950s, it was shelled by China. The US considered using nuclear weapons to protect it. Shiyu is part of the Kinmen Islands. That's the Chinese mainland in the back of the photo there. China's warned ships to avoid the area for 72 hours. Because of ports like Xianmen, half the world's annual shipping goes through this area. Earlier, I spoke to Wen T. Song, who is a specialist in China-Taiwan relations with the Australian National University's Taiwan Studies program. He believes Beijing's military drills are an attempt to delegitimize Taipei's claim of autonomy.
That part of the world near Taiwan Strait accounts for more or less half the world's maritime commerce. So in that sense, it's certainly at a very critical sea lane of communication, choke point in a way. Which is also why it's raising a lot of interest as well as concern for other countries in the region. At this point, though, I think the fact that China designates its areas for military drill in this particular way may potentially be a sign of reassurance, however ironic it may sound. Because for me, the way I read it is that China is doing the military drill in those six areas, three of which overlap with part of Taiwan's territorial waters, precisely because China is more about diplomatic messaging, more so than preparing for next round of major military offensives. And the way to think about it is that they are trying to counter the diplomatic message of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. The logic is Pelosi, being such a senior official visiting Taiwan, somehow help legitimizes and strengthens Taiwan's claim to be a sovereign state actor. And so China now is trying to counter that effect by showing, no, Taiwan is not a sovereign state actor. I'm going to show you by saying, I'm going to do military drills in Taiwan's territorial waters. I'm going to ban maritime shipping during or throughout Taiwan's territorial waters as well, just to show that Taiwan does not have true autonomy to govern those places, and therefore it's going to delegitimize and weaken Taiwan's claim to its own autonomy and self-governance.